The Gemara says in Sachin, Avav, Amanal, Shalom Vedashim Vilchas Pesach, Chedor Pesach Shoshim Yayim. 3 days before Pesach, it's Allah, at the Khan, at the start of learning Vilchas Pesach. Effectively, it says to the Kashin, it says to the Narchayim, Simatav Chavtes. The end of Megillah, the Gemara says, Moshe, Tikkun Lehem, Li Yisrael, Shiyu Shalom Vedashim Vilchas Pesach Vepesach, Vilchas Atzeres Batzeres, Vilchas Chag Bechag. The other Gemara says that the Kana was to learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. Hilchas Shavuos on Shavuos, Hilchas Sukkos on Sukkos. Seems to be a theory. It's mashma just on Pesach is the Takana to learn Hilchas Pesach. And the Gemara Pesachim says Claude that the mitzvah is Shoshim Yom Kerem Machag. So the Jesus says a few terutz, and one terutz he says is, it's a different type of limud. The limud of Shoshim Yom Kerem Machag is to learn Halachol Maiseh, to know what you have to do, to prepare yourself for Yom. You should be ready, you should know the Halachas. Hashem came the Gemara in the Megillah, where it says an Indian to learn Hilchas Chag Bichag, to learn the Halachas of Pesach on Pesach itself. It doesn't mean so much Halach L'maisa, it means the Taimi HaMitzvahs, the Pneumius, I think it means the Pneumius HaMitzvahs. His Lashon is the Taimi Shnestivanu B'moyed, the reasons why the Abishah gave this mitzvah, maybe it means Zom B'mo Jewish. It's an interesting verse. I would think it's not really a steer. Maybe it was two takanas. It could be one was first. Maybe first the takana was to learn Chos Pesach on Pesach. And then there's another takana to learn Chos Pesach. Sheshmim Kev Machag. It's not a steer. They're both halachas. I'm not so sure what the whole kasha is. Agaponim Ahalpni Yet Sheshmim Yom. I'm sorry?
Who is
the second takana?
No, Sheshmim.
That's the Gemara Pesachim.
It says Moshe, not Moshe.
It says also, right. It says also.
What's going on? How could it be before Moshe?
No, I didn't say before. No, the second, the Gemara Megillah was that it says, Beferish Moshe Tikkun Lehem. The Gemara Pesachim doesn't say Moshe Tikkun Lehem, but.
Shleshim Yom, so what do you have to be.
Maybe that was the second Takana.
That's the first. Moshe was
Tikkun Shleshim Yom. No, Moshe was Tikkun. No, the Gemara Megillah was Moshe Tikkun Lehem, we saw she was showing with Doshim Bilchas Pesach with Pesach. On Pesach.
So how do you know
Shloshim? It's learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it could be. Maybe they're the same time. Maybe you're right, not one after the other. But basically, the two halachos is not necessarily a steer. The Kabbalah will try to learn a bissel in Yom Hilchos Pesach. This Shuvas Mincha Shleim from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He closes Shaila. The whole most of the world today, even in his times, in the they had fillings in teeth. People have a cavity, the dentist makes a filling, and the filling normally in the old days was gold, then it became silver. They would make a filling out of silver. Silver is a metal like any metal. In fact, of Shem Zaman Akasha, why isn't the Beleya the chametz? The whole year you're eating chametz, hot chametz. Why isn't the metal in the mouth Beleya chametz? Why is it different than any pot? No one uses the chametz to get pot in Pesach, we change our pots, or the whole pachas to Hagola. So, braces also shayla, but fillings is more common. Not everyone has braces, but everyone has fillings in their teeth. So effective shem is on al kasha. Pesach, what has developed? It's like having a chum stick a pot in your mouth. How does this work? And shem is on explains the shayla like this. Bemis the halacha is for a keli to be belei a chametz. It has to be chaim of a kli rishon. You have to cook chametz in it. Zuch, if you take something cold, you take a pesach a pot, and let's say you have pesach the mother is preparing out, and takes the pots out, and kids didn't realize he put spaghetti into the pot, some cold spaghetti. I mean, today people get very nervous and maybe get rid of the pot, but the mice, cold spaghetti is not going to be really in a Pesach pot. Take out the chametz, and now the pot's fine. But the real halacha is klirishin, has to be a chayim of a klirishin. Even a chayim of a klisheni, if you had hot chametz that was cooked in the klirishin on the fire, klirishin means the king is on the fire. You take that out and you put that into another pot. There's really a lot of eerie klirishin. So if you pour straight from a klirishin into another pot, that would also probably be a klirishin. Most places can hold eerie klirishin as like a klirishin. So again, if you have hot chametz that's cooked on the fire and you pour that into another pot, that second pot will be belay of the chametz. It will be chametz. But if you take it from the second pot, which is now a klisheni, which is now, well, it had eerie klirishin, and you pour that into another pot, that definitely be a klisheni. And even though it's still hot, it's not by Leia. Zemela, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe that's the teretz here also. Here, most people don't eat straight from a hot pot, from a klirishin. They probably took it from the klirishin, put it in, like they took the noodles or the chametz and put it on a plate, became a klisheni, and then from a klisheni they put it into their mouth. is a meal, maybe that's the answer. So that's why no one's valet. Even though sometimes cooks do that when they're tasting the, preparing the food, they'll eat straight from the pot. Or someone will go straight over to the pot on the fire and put it in his mouth. It might be a kli rishon. But maybe this is the answer. But the, generally, most people don't eat from a kli rishon. They're only eating from a kli sheni, so that's why it's never valet in the mouth. Oh, very good. But that's what Shem someone says. His problem is, he says, the mashal. All the places can bring down, the shach brings down, the other places can bring down. There's a mashal that says the whole difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni is only on mashka. It's only on liquid. If you take liquid from a kli rishon and put it in a kli sheni, it's not by leia. This is the same halachas by Hilchos Shabbos also, you know. Hilchos Shabbos, if it's a kli sheni, it's not mavashal. But the mashal holds that this only applies to mashka. But a davar gush, anything solid food, even in a kli sheni or even a kli shlishi, it retains its own heat. If you take a hot potato, it doesn't make a difference how many plates you put it into, one after the other, how many pots you put it into. A hot potato retains its own heat, and it's still mavashal, as long as it's a shir yatzeh lezbay. As a man, a lot of times we put it in our mouth hot food, hot noodles, or a person's eating very hot soup, it has a knedel in it could be very hot, and or hot pizza, very hot. If anyone here eats pizza, and that would be baleia in the fillings, in the metal fillings in the mouth. So if this is Shlomo Zalman says, maybe the answer is no one puts anything in the mouth that's hot. What is the shear, besides being a kli rishon or davar gush according to the mashal, you have to have a shear of yatzeh lezbay. Yatzeh lezbay to be baleia. Yatzeh lezbay literally means something that's hot enough that if you touch it, the hand would withdraw. Yeah, but it's so hot that if you touch it, you pull your hand back, and this time you won't put that in your mouth. So mainly, you never eat anything that hot. In pots, we cook, things are boiling, things are that hot. That's why pots have a problem of bleas of chametz. But when you put in your mouth, you never put anything that hot. So that, in chayyu, would be a teretz. But Shlomo Zalman says, this is not a perfect teretz, because it's a big machlokes paiskim, what the shir yatzeh lezbay is. Some paiskim say that the shir yatzeh lezbay is ad shenich bekreis shotinek. What would burn the stomach of a newborn baby. Even though it's the Lashon, the Gemara is Yatzeh Lezbay, it sounds like the hand. And here the Pesachim is saying, and it's really Lashon the Gemara also, that goes by the Kreisah, the stomach of a Tinek. But Al Kaponim, that shear is a lot lower of heat, a lot less heat to be Yatzeh Lezbay, to be Nichfa Kreisah Tinek. Think about it, like a very hot piece of pizza that a person would put in his mouth, he would never put that on the stomach of a newborn baby. A newborn baby, that would burn, that could burn. So definitely we eat food in that we put food in our mouth, it was very, very hot chametz that is hot enough to burn a kreis shatinek to be. So and he brings down also the pisch. What was it again? This is one of the pisch can be down the chavis yoyah. I think the pisch chashuva brings down from the chavis yoyah, right? Since yoredeis from kofes or katan zayin, he brings down the shear of yatzeh lezbay is a very low shear. It doesn't have to be that hot. And so lechayy we eat that shear, so we have chametz in our mouth and it becomes beleya. So how does this work? Also to understand the Shaila, even if it's Beleya and then it's Poilet, but the problem is like when you're eating hot food on Pesach, that time will be Poilet into the hot food, in the Kotel Halacha, and you'll end up eating Chametz. So the problem is, first you have to know that it's based on Halacha and Gemara Pesachim, Lachem Dalam, is a Tam Ki'ikah. It's not really any Chametz, it's only the Tam of Chametz, which Chazal is telling us is Beleya in the pots that comes out, or Beleya in the metal filling in your mouth and comes out. But we pass in Tam Kirka. And the next Indian is, it's not a Shia, it will never be a Kazayas, that Tam that comes out of the filling, but we pass in Chassi Shia Asim in the Torah. It's Gemara Yuma, Dafan Gimon Veiz. So it's also it's a problem even to have a little bit Tam Chametz on Pesach. And the third point is that you shouldn't think that it's Batal, that even though it's a drop Tam, so it'll be Batal in the food if you eat a hot potato on Pesach. So let's say you have a little Tam Chametz, but the Tam Chametz will be Batal in that potato in your mouth. It's not, maybe that's not why it's not a problem. So the answer is that doesn't help, because on Pesach, the halacha is, because of the Chayim of Chametz, Zal Asit, Chametz of Mashu. Chametz is not Batal. And also, I'm not sure that if you ever would really have Shishim against the Chametz, because when you need Shishim against the pot that's Balei, you need 60 times the pot. So the here, if you're worried about the fillings in your mouth of the Beleya, you would need 60 times food of the size of the fillings. I don't think anyone puts that much food in their mouth at a time, so I don't think you would have shishim either. But upon this is Shem HaZamash Kasha, has the whole belt noyig that people have fillings in their teeth, and they eat hot chametz the whole year, and then they eat on Pesach hot food, which would bring out the chametz. Well, how's that work?
If it's able to come out before, just by eating. God, whatever takes it out, the
do Hagolah. Oh, you're thinking of doing Hagolah on that. So
come out.
Right, you could do Hagolah, but the problem with Shem Zalman says is no one could do Hagolah in their mouth. You can't take, we could do Hagolah in a pot, we can boil it up, but we can't take that boiling water in our mouth, because someone would burn his mouth.
That much heat
originally,
you could put it again.
Oh, very good. So, right, so just take some hot water, the shear of that you're able to put in your mouth, that hot knadel, that hot pizza, that hot luxion. So take hot water, that shear, and that should be, first of all, people don't do it. That's not, it's first class people that do it, maybe that's discussion. That's some bachrim, shibachrim today, no. But most people don't do it, definitely. Most people don't do it, that's maybe the kasha. But besides that, the Shem Zalman explains that Hagolah has to be from a Kli Rishon. So that's really a problem. How do you have Hagolah from a Kli Rishon? No one's going to go take a pot on the fire and put that in his mouth. You can do Hagolah from a Kli Sheni. You see, our problem here is the point of the Mashal. The Mashal said that when you ate a Dovah Gush, it's like a Kli Rishon. So when you had the person ate the hot pizza or the hot lakshin, hot noodles, that has a din of a Kli Rishon, even though it wasn't. Because the Dovah Gush is always a Kli Rishon. So if you belay from a Kli Rishon, you have to do Hagolah with a Kli Rishon. So how do you do Hagolah with a Kli Rishon? So the truth is how we Hagolah with Dovah Gush? You mean take a potato, you mean a very hot potato, and make sure it goes all around the fillings. I guess a little more difficult than it's not like just rinsing a mouth with that water. But yeah, that should work. But Shlomo Zalman doesn't say that. What he does talk about is why can you do Hagolah from a Kli Rishon? So first he says it's too hot. But then he says, I don't really understand it so much. Because why can't you take a Kli Rishon on the fire, leave the water in there, and turn the fire off, and let it cool off a little bit, but it still is hot. It'll still be yatsang at this point. It'll still be the same heat as you used to eating. And it still remains a Kli Rishon, because you never took it out of the Kli Rishon. You can pour it straight. How are you getting mad?
The ladle might be still Kli Rishon.
Right. The ladle might. That's something that is a machaikas, because the ladle was. The machaikas about a ladle or any. When you put a ladle into a pot. Right.
What would that be?
Let me just mention. With the machaikas, when you put a ladle in, it's because the ladle goes on the fire also.
Or you could boil up in a cup or something. Metal cup.
Right. Just to mention the shambal ladle, when you put it in, you put it on the fire. That's why Shabbat didn't Kli Rishon. But on the other hand, it doesn't stay there too long. That's what the Pesach says. It's made to put in and out. That's why it might be a Kli Sheni. But we're in Hilchos Shabbos Nageya, we consider a Kli Rishon, that it's Mevashal. But, that should be an eitz over here. Take a Kli Rishon and let it cool off a little bit till you're able to pour straight into your mouth. And that should be able to do Hagolah from a Kli Rishon. So that, the Shlomo Zalman says, will not be Kli Rishon, because in your mouth it'll become a Kli Sheni. Become a Kli Sheni. So at first I didn't understand that. I mean, a mouth is a keli. I mean, the way we always do a gong is actually in the pot itself. We boil up the pot that we drop in the forks and the spoons, whatever you want to be, or the smaller pot right on the fire that you want to do Hagol on. But over here, we're going to take from the Kli Rishon and pour it into our mouth. But the Shlomo Zalman says that will become a Kli Sheni.
It's interesting. You didn't say that on the first time. When it became Kli Rishon,
you called it a Kli Rishon. No, that was us, the Mashal. He used the Dovah Gush. It became Chometz Beleya was based on the Mashal, it was the Dovah Gush. So that definitely is a Kli Rishon. But over here, when you want to do Hagolah with Mashke, with water, with hot water, that you let it cool off till you're able to put it in your mouth, but at that point there won't be a Kli Rishon anymore, it'll be a Kli Sheni. So I think the Lomdus theory is, it's not so much that the mouth is a Kli Sheni. A mouth is not a Keli, but it's no more Kli Rishon. I think that's the word. Once you take it out of the Kli Rishon, even though it didn't go into a Kli Sheni, it's already no more Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon has to be in the Keli. What? Oh, why don't you do Eroi? So Eroi, that's a good point. And Eroi Kli, maybe...
You don't cool it off.
I mean, you understand that a mouth is a Kli Sheni like anything else? Okay, maybe that's what he means. Okay, maybe it's posher. Just for some reason, I didn't have the hair too much. I thought more. It's no more Kli Rishon. You're asking me of Eroi. The answer is maybe it doesn't go straight onto the fillings. You have to. If you do Eroi, then you got to swish it around. There is a little moment in between. But I hear you saying, okay, that's not posher. That the Shem Zalman says you cannot do Hagolah because in your mouth it's going to be a Kli Sheni. So then go back to. So again, the Beliya happens according to the Mashal because you ate a Dovah Gush, Chametz Dovah Gush. So that was a Kli Rishon. And but Hagolah is going to be Kli Sheni. That's the problem. So what's the hat over here? So Shlomo Zalman wants to say maybe the hat will be. First, I'm going to say that there are some pesukim that hold that behefsu meruba you could be make on the mashal. Other peskim are stronger than mashal. A lot of peskim hold that even a dove gush, even food, solid food, become you put in a klisheni, it's not mavashal, it's not baleya, and it's not baleya anymore. It's not mavliya. So over here, Sakhashim Zamas in your Pesamuba. You tell someone that his fillings are gonna be a problem, he can't eat on Pesach. Either he's not going to be able to have fillings, he's going to have to lose the tooth, which is definitely have some mubah hashalom, or he's going to not be able to eat have food on Pesach, which is definitely considered have some mubah. He brings it down from Pesachim. To lose that on any Yom Tov is considered have some mubah. Is a man will be mikol not like the mashal. That could be one teretz. We'll say that the hot food that you ate was never from a kli rishon. But again, I'm a little bit bothered because sometimes people, I think they do eat straight from the pot. They do eat straight from the pot, so they are eating from a kli rishon, even if you don't go with the mashal. But the Rishon Lezion has another problem with this. His problem is that there's a sheet in Poskim, that eat a dove charif, it's belay even b'kli sheni. A kli sheni is considered less heat, and it's not enough to put the tam into the walls of the pot, into a pot. But if you have a dove charif, like onions, you're cooking onions with it, then even in a kli sheni, it'll be beleya. So Zechak Shem Zama, same thing over here. During the year, we may put oichel that's a kli sheni, we're being made alak mashal, we'll consider a kli sheni, but if you eat it with dove charif, if it has tznayin, if it has onions or something like that in it, it will be beleya. So back to a problem. And the next kasha is Shem Zama asked the Ramo Paskins in Tafnam Zayin Sif Gimel that by chometz we'll machme on a kli sheni. It's a machmak the Rashba Shita. There's a Shita, a Rashba that holds that this whole chilk between kli rishon and kli sheni is only halacha and bishul. That's called Gemaris. That the kli sheni is not mavashal.
On Shabbos.
That's why, you know, when we have soup, even though it's boiling hot, but we consider the soup a kli sheni, people could put in it spices and other things which might be a shayang of cooking the spice, you know, or they talk about melach, salt, or if you hold the Yesh Bishach Afiyah, putting croutons in it, why isn't that bishul? The soup is still boiling hot. So the main hef is because it's a kli sheni. And Hilchos Shabbos is clear, kli sheni is not mevashal. But the Rashi wants to say, this whole chilek between the kli rishon and kli sheni is only b'negeya Hilchos Shabbos. But b'negeya b'liyas, that the keli is b'leya, the kli sheni is also b'leya. The Maisa, all the Yishen Machanak and Rashi, they hold that Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos b'liyas is the same thing. And just like it's not mevashal, same thing, the walls do not absorb the tam. But the Ramos says, the whole year we're samech on the sheet of Machanak and Rashi, but on Pesach we're machmin like the Rashi. And we don't use the chametz to keli. That's why we don't use our chametz to dishes, really. If you think about all our dishes, what's the problem with our dishes? Why do we need Pesach dishes? They should all be a kli sheni. They're not beleya. The teretz is, the Sermo says that we're machmir on the kli sheni also. If you put hot chametz on that dish the whole year, we're machmir on that on Pesach also. There's a mingle, so even if you consider, that's the kasha over here also. These two kashas. First of all, there are more holes we're machmir on the kli sheni. On Pesach, so the fillings, even if they're kli sheni, is a problem, even without the mashal. And the second problem is if either dove charif. So Shlom Zalman wants to say, one test would be maybe you should make sure the fillings are in a ben yermei. Just make sure 24 hours before you're going to eat on Pesach, don't eat any hot chametz. Right, you have kashim with a banan. You have kashim with a banan. So, So what's he basing this on?
No.
Does he have no choice?
No, if you take the fat and then you cook it, the master you cook is not
It doesn't ask even on Pesach. Even if it's so machmir chometz that even the mashu is not bottle, but if the whole chometz was nice and tamas gam, it doesn't ask for the eichel.
Yeah,
it's a pot.
It's just only.
Right. So the machab is talking about if it happened with the I guess over here it's considered with the because there's no choice. You have to eat something. It's interesting. But Gemara Shmuel has a different problem with this eitzah. His problem is if you eat a davachar. A davachar, if the Pesach can say, the Gemara says, is machalia. even a nice tam lefkam to make a nice tam leshvach. This tam lefkam that comes out of the walls of Eina Ben Yomai, but if you put in it something which is sharp, then it makes that tam leshvach. Leshvach. That's the halacha.
Only for right. Chew it.
So, right.
A sharp soup, he says, wouldn't be a problem.
Because only if you chew it, so.
You
have to have okay, fine. So if you chew it. So,
And
he brings
down
the sharp things, but that's he writes also that would be take away from you in a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to eat certain things you want to eat, and the sleeping because then has to move it. And he brings down interesting pistachio tshuva. Your day is the other case. So cutting down, he brings down for Knesset Yecheskel that this halacha that the charef is machalia a nice tam lufkam is midaraisa. That's why in a kelish in a ben yomai. For example, but it's also Shama Basa B'chalmav. But the king of Yen Ben Yema, you want to be making on, but if you put a Dava Charef in it, you should know it's Mamash Daraisa. So back to our problem. How do we live through Pesach with fillings in our teeth, with all these bliyas? So B'sham Zan wants to say, Mordek HaChidosh, he wants to say that the tam that's blue in fillings is not just, even if it's even less than Yen Ben Yema. It's even less than Nesan Tam Lefkam. Since there's a natural, he calls it Havla the Piv, which would be pashut human bad breath, natural human bad breath, that time would be nifsa machinas adam, and even says possibly nifsa machinas kalab. It says the chush is made if a person has food stuck in his teeth for a short time, even a few hours. After that, no one else would be able to eat that. The hevel hapiv makes it into nifsa machinas adam. It's a mingla, he wants to say a chiddush, and he brings down the makaris for this. Not so clear, but he says there's some seifa, chedushi chasam seifa in chulin daf kuteyam alav, and chedushi machulin, he says such a svar also, that anything inside the teeth, the hevel piv, makes it nifsim achingas kelab. And mainly then he brings down from a Pima Godin that says that even though a davacharif is machalia, a nice tam of gam, the davacharif makes a nice tam of gam in the shvach, but the davacharif will not make something that was nifsim achingas odom into an eichel. That not. Dogma not held. As a minute, if we go with this hetter, that already any time chometz in the filling became already, and even if a person brushes his teeth properly and all that, if it does do anything, it's taking the time out. But any time that remains, because of the hevel piv, becomes nifsum machinos adam, and the minute, that's our hetter. And that's why we're allowed to have fillings and no one thinks about it. You think you're walking around with a chometz stick of pot in your mouth, no different than there was some makbid on our kelim on Pesach, what about the kelim inside your mouth? The teretz is. That's already any time there is nifsum machinas adam. That's his chiddush.
Obviously,
it's a line.
The
line
is also
a
break down. The
line
is like part of the process of.
It's a strong
hagolan
in its own right.
It's stronger
than hagolan. Yeah. He doesn't say that.
They use the head when you wash the flesh in the same sink and you have soap. Soap maybe makes it nifsum like the solvent, so there's no hagolan.
Right. Similar svara. Basically, just so we should understand, this is the main hetta on ayantif. If someone does end up interesting, even the belt doesn't do it, it says, kedai to do hagola with some hot water, as hot as you can stand. You be careful, very careful not to burn your mouth. You should take the hot water, try to drink it first, once, twice, three times. If you're able to swallow it and drink it, then you know you're not going to get burnt. Then take the rest of it, then swish it around. Now, even though, like we said before, that water is going to be a cliché-y, what do you gain with it? The teretz is, what you gain with it is, if you don't go like the mashal, and you hold the dove of gush that we eat on all the chametz that we belay from a kli sheni. So what are we belay hasheni? Goodbye la kapote. You could do hagolah with a kli, with water from a kli sheni. And if you're going to say, if it's a kli sheni already, what am I worried about? It was never belayed to begin with. The answer is, the Ramah says that we machmer on Pesach like the Rajba, that a kli sheni is belayah. So if you want to be worried about the Rajva Shita, that even though a whole year we're not worried about it, but on Pesach we are worried that a Kli Sheni is Balea, and you want to be Mekel, not like the Mashal, that what we ate was not a Kli Sheni, do Hakola with water that's not a Kli Sheni. And once it's not a Kli Sheni, it can even be a Kli Shlishi. You don't have to be so careful, you know, how it got to your cup. As long as it's still pretty hot. Again, but if you can go with the Mashal, that you're Balea from a Kli Rishon, that Dava Gush, all the Dava Gush that we ate was a Kli Rishon, then we need the main Heter from Hashem Zaman, that this is already nifs machinas adam. And interesting, the Maisa Ish, it's a sefer of Toldos, of stories, life story of the Chazon Ish, they write over the Maisa that Shlomo Zalman sent this tshuva to the Chazanish when he was a younger man. He was a younger man, Moshe Mazalman sent this tshuva to the Chazanish as a shayla. He asked them, is this a good hetzan? Like, you know, he was concerned, you know, how do people feel? He basically sent this whole long tshuva to the Chazanish. And they write over there, the Chazanish enjoyed the tshuva so much, he kept it on his table, and anyone that came to visit him for the next few weeks, I think it was Pesach time, he would pull it out and show them, give a look how you're supposed to write a tshuva. Give a look how close the Bekiyas is. You have to be in a shayla from the Bekiyas over how many Halakshamazalman, the shayla from the whole year there.
Just
at that point, they probably was after Sefer
Halakhic. He wrote a sacred.
You saw that. He sent the shayla with it. But the Chazanish, this tshuva refrat, he would say, Azak Klor tshuva. That was a Chazanish Shprach. He would show people, this is a Klor tshuva. Okay, just move on to the next Indian. And Pesach, and this is Chomets, there's two lavin in the Torah. There's lavin in the Torah Bal Yiroh, and there's another lavin Bal Yimotzah. So, Rachman Aslan, a person that's Chomets with Pesach, every moment he's over two lavin in the Raisa. So what do we do with these two lavin in the Raisa? We do three things. We do Bittul, Bia, and we do Mechiris Chomets, to Goy. The first one, Bittul, is Midaraisa. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Pesach, Midaraisa, Bittul, Baal Masagi. Bittul is, we say Kochamir. Just saying this, a Kochamir, any Chomets they have should be Ka'afa Da'ara. It's like the dust of the earth to me. How does that work? It's machlokes paiskim. Some paiskim will try to explain it that you're maskim your das to das Torah. The Torah considers it, it's asa b'hana, and it's ene b'rishusay, and it's kafir da'arit. Just be maskim that klar b'leiv shongim and say b'peh. That makes it not yours. The chumas is not yours anymore. The second thing we do is bia. And that's the first Mishnah in Pesach, and the Mishnah is, but all of us, it's a chumas. We do bedika, and we get rid of the chumas physically. We get rid of it physically. The Ran explains why isn't Bittul enough? Why does it have to be a Chametz? The Ran explains because we're afraid you didn't do B'leif Shalim. You have to really feel it, that the Chametz is Kafa Da'ara. In case you didn't really feel it, you weren't Yetzu with Bittul. Therefore we do Bia. You get rid of the Chametz. And the third thing we do is we sell the Chametz to a guy. This is really a relatively new invention, this whole Mechiyas Chametz. People think it goes way back. It's not in the times of the Gemara. The Gemara never mentions Mechiyas Chametz. The Rishonim talk about Mechiyas Chametz, but the Rishonim, their case of Mechiyas Chametz was a simple case, a storekeeper who had, you know, $1,000 of chametz, he would get one guy, it would be one guy for 1 year, to buy the chametz. And it wasn't by hakafa, it wasn't with credit. The guy would actually give him the money, maybe give him a good deal, he would actually buy from him the chametz, and after Pesach, if the guy wanted to, the yid would buy it back from him, maybe for a little profit. But if it was done properly, it would reveal mechir. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, that this is from 200 years ago, he writes, Zech Hadashim Mikarei, this is a brand new thing, that they started making klolim stik mechir's chametz. This doesn't go back for thousands of years. It just started about 200 years ago. That the whole kahila would sell the chametz to a guy. Again, it used to be one guy for 1 year to buy it. Now we're doing it as a clothing stick of thing. You have hundreds of people selling the chametz to one guy. And it was also started to be done by hakafa, with credit. The guy doesn't give the money because it's too much. He can't lay out the money for 200 people's chametz. You make a whole deal, the kinyan is now, but make sure you pay me after Pesach. And then after Pesach, you buy it back. But there are a lot of kulas in Cheshem Mishpat that we have to rely upon to sell Mechira. There's Haggadah Shal Pesach from Rebbe Ari Leitzintz, who's from the Big Achreinim. It's called Haggadah Bichas Hashiah. And that Haggadah, Ari Leitzintz, writes many things, reasons in Cheshem Mishpat how the Mechira could go wrong. It's a little complicated. He writes a lot of things where you have to be Cheshem, the Mechira could go wrong. And therefore he says, no one should rely on Mechira's Chametz. We just do a rap for the Milsa. Basically, we do bittul and we do beer. We get rid of chametz, and just in case we made a mistake and there was an extra cookie or something in the house, that's what we do mechiras chametz. I was always thinking of a shayla. There's a lot of people, they go around, they want to be machab, the different rabbanim. It's an opportunity to give matana to the rav. They go to one rav, they sell the chametz. They go to the second rav, they sell the chametz. They go to the third rav, they think they'll be machab the rav. The maisa, when the guy buys the chametz from the second rav and the third rav, he's buying the broken bridge. He's buying chametz that was sold already. So, is a mekachtayis, and he ruins it for everybody. This guy thinks he's buying this chametz to 200 people, he's only buying from 199. So that should be also a problem. It could be, I don't know, maybe the bottom they explained this to the guy, that it could be that some of this chametz was sold already, maybe they explained, and the guy is maskim, sov the kibbutz, he agrees to it, so it's not a mekachtayis. But al-Kaponim, if Shlomo Zalman also, in Sefer Shalmei Mori, it says not to rely on the mechir. Some people...
this is mechir, not sure.
They explained that to him. They explained to him all these numbers might be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is the sugar shaman, but it is brought down. It's brought down Hashem the goyin that he says for laimach yus chametz. You just do it as an extra protection. But they tear on that. So some people,
right?
I think the big stores that have a lot of chametz, I think they still do the old fashioned way. They must, they get one guy for one store. Are they in the mechira kolius? So they just go to the rabbi and put their name down with everybody else.
Oh, I think it's not the same.
Right. In times of Yishayim, they talk about Mechiras Chametz when it was one guy for one yid, not a Kolonius sticker thing. And also, the guy put down the money. He paid. He gave the money in advance. It wasn't done in credit. The Shachna Charav says Zechad Hashem Mikara. This is a new thing. Two things that we're having: one guy for many yidden, a Kolonius sticker Mechir, and the second cooler is that he's not putting down any money now. The whole thing is done with tonight that you'll pay me after Pesach. And these are coolness that the chayr is not kedai to rely upon, because if chas shalom there's any chametz, it's two gavim derayis every second. Shem Zaman has a very interesting chakira. He says if a person has more than one kedayis chametz, is he oiv by yor by motz on every kedayis, or was it one issa on all his chametz? Moshe, if someone has 10 kedayis, is he over 2 lavin on every kedayis that he has, or is he just over 2 lavin on all his chametz? I was in Spol, and I'm saying from Shem Zaman's the key is that the Rishonim and Achronim don't talk about this, but such a Yisrael is not the Rishonim, it's not Achronim, what? You hold it should be one?
Is Behel HaMetz
is one love? Behel
HaMetz
is one love. That's even amazing, even Chashlam. It's a Rashi in Be'maisa. You hold Poshah that should be one, or for every Gzayas? The Sheikh Zayas doesn't come into play over here.
Why is it coming?
Because no Sheikh Zayas goes on Oichel. I mean,
it's
a halacha on Oichel.
But Achilu Pshat is eating.
Yeah, but you're not being
Shoya more than one time.
What
makes one Zayas
bigger than
the
other?
If you hit a big person,
you're
even more than if you hit a little person.
Okay. He has another kashrut Shem Zaman. He has how does Bia Chametz work? We pass on like a Bihuda, Ein Bia Chametz on a B'Seifa. Should be Mekayin the Mitzvah, Bia Chametz B'Seifa. Agav, it's Kedai for Nashon to be Mekayin the Mitzvah also. You should really, every lady, before husband goes out to burn the Chametz, she should take a Kedaias, be kind it, and make husband a Shliach to burn it for her. Also Kedai to have the women say Kochamir, everyone will call them up if it's, and you have to say kochamir if it's burnt, because if you say kochamir, if you mevat the chametz before, then you don't own the chametz that you're burning, so you're not mekayemes the sefer. There's a short amount of time, a lot of people do it the last minute, they do the burning of the chametz, then they say kochamir, so they should call their wife, send a message to her, to the women, that they should say kochamir now that you finished their shlichas. But, she want to be mekayem. You should give them a piece of chametz to make up, and daughters also, they should each take a piece, be kind of it. Well, they should take a chametz in case they have any chametz they own. Yeah. I think it was this, they could be machmas themselves in mitzvah say. It is, because I think it is. I think so. You think just matzah.
If they have,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know my family, yes, we know you. I know as a kid, my father always did that way. My mother was kind of made a mashliach. What?
Why isn't it
a mitzvah? Oh, maybe they want to be machmas themselves in the mitzvah also. The women do that. They do shayfer. They do the ones that were like, okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. Maybe other people not know this way. I'm used to it. To make sure the women are also makayim, this is via chametz, to do shlichas. But,
you know,
the yeah, but Mr. Sir, every kid in the house, every kid, give my children, he's going to be kind of this piece and now throw it in. You mock it to them, you want them to be kind of the chametz and be everyone should have the mitzvah of Shefes Chametz. But Shem Zaman has a different kasha. He says that the Rishonim say the mitzvah of Shefes Chametz has to be when it becomes Eifa, has to become Eshes Mamash. Has to become ashes. So, the fact that the kasha, before it becomes ashes, it becomes so burnt that it's nifsu machinus other than nifsu machinus kelab. And at that point, there's no issa to keep that chametz. And how could you say a chametz that you're not to keep that is a mitzvah sefer? So, how are you ever making the mitzvah sefer? If you have this chametz which is nifsu machinus kelab, and then if, and you want making the mitzvah, so it becomes eifah. And then if you take it and you continue to burn, it becomes eifah. How are you ever making the mitzvah? As the fact that you blight serchian. But I don't really see the kashto. I think it's poshut. I think as long as all one maisa sreifa, that's the mitzvah sreifa. For example, if you say the other way, if someone would take chametz and throw it in the fire, and it would get so burnt that nifsum achinus adam, nifsum achinus kelav, and then he'd put out the fire, he would stop. He'd be mafsik. Then he'd come back, start the fire again, and take that piece and make it into eifa. That he's right. You know, you're not making mitzvah of sefer chametz because you took something which was very nisim achinas kelav. But if it was from beginning to end, you took chametz that's very lachinah and you let it burn straight through, and in the middle, it was one point, was nisim achinas kelav, but that's the mitzvah sefer. It's all one mitzvah sefer. So the mitzvah sefer is chal on that chametz. I think it's the teres. Just, sorry, the kids said, there's another interesting shayang about Sheva Brachas on say the night. What do you do is, I don't know, it's a busy week, and I go make chasnas that week, but if someone made a chasnas a few days before Pesach, and the Sheva Brachas comes out to say the night. The problem is, by Sheva Brachas, you know, we use two kaises, one for Bechas HaMazon, and another kaise for the Sheva Brachas. The reason is because, you're not supposed to do two mitzvahs with the same kaise. So here to say the night, we're going to get the extra kaise by benching. If the benching, everyone has a kais in front of them for benching, but we even get the extra kais for Sheva Brachas. You're not supposed to do extra kaises. And you're supposed to have four kaises, not five. You know, so where do you have the extra kais? So the Daki Moshe says, what you do is the person who's making mezamim, the person who's doing the zimun, and he uses his kais that he benched on. And for Sheva Brachas, take the chassan's kais. The chassan's sitting by the seder, take his kais and go around with that. Which I don't really understand that eitzah, because despite the same eitzah, Mrs. Chavin HaSavirah, because the chassan used that kais for his own benching. Other places come have different eitzes. In Mincha Shleim, Chelek Beis, and Minuches, Eishiches, he's pretty myrich what to do. But just the Maisa Shehoya, I heard that the Satmar Rebbe, on the Shalom, he was machriya like the sheet, there's different sheets how to do this, how to make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. And he was machriya like one of the sheets. I don't know exactly how, but he was machriya like one of the sheets to make Sheva Brachas. And then the Satmar Rebbe heard that the Malach, who was a big Rebbe in Williamsburg, people that heard of him, he's a Gresa Goyen in Penelope Katzadik, he's called the Malach. And he has own chassidim, and the Malach was a big guy, and he paskin not to make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. Just avoid the whole question. Just avoid it. Just don't do the whole thing. And when Satmar Rebbe heard, the Malach said that he changed, and he said also, he started the paskin just doing like the Malach said, we'll avoid it. Don't make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. And what does it mean, don't make Sheva Brachas by the Seder? I think what it means is, don't make a suit that'll cover the chasna kala. Because remember, you have to understand that the din of Sheva Brachas, people don't realize, is not just stamazay when you have a chasna kala that joined the meal. The meal has to be, the suit has to be l'kovah the chasna kala. So how do we always have Sheva Brachas on Shabbos? We're making anyway Shabbos suda. The answer is you make a bigger suda. You have extra things that you're doing. If it wouldn't be for them, you wouldn't have it. Extra food, extra achim, more people. That then it becomes on Shabbos suda l'kovah the chasna kala. So over here, the seder is always a shein of suda, and the seder maybe always has achim. But for the cover of the chasna kala, you would have extra achim. You would have maybe extra food, and that you don't do. If you don't have anybody extra, and the chasna kala is sitting there, it's not a suit to cover the chasna kala, and you avoid the whole problem. And you don't have to make Sheva Brachas every day. Popular, maybe it's a common opinion. People think you have to make Sheva Brachas every day. If you ask Elder Yidden, they'll tell you that years ago it wasn't done that way. People had maybe one Sheva Brachas a week, two Sheva Brachas, not like the way we bang them out every single night. I saw somebody once asked Baron H. Diamond about a certain minhag on Sheva Brachas, and he says, don't ask me, I don't know too much about Sheva Brachas. I never had one. He said that the only Sheva Brachas I had was by the Chasna. He said he was a Yeshiva Bracha, a Yasin, and he married a Yasime after the war. And he said they had a small Chasna, they made Sheva Brachas. The rest of the week, they didn't have one single Sheva Brachas. He said, no one made for them a Suda Kavah Chasna Kana. So he said, don't ask me. Listen, so it's getting a little late, but just quickly, on Pesach, we say Halal Shalom the first day Pesach. We say the whole halal. The rest of Pesach, we say what's called chati halal. We don't say langona, we don't say hafti. This is because ikka halal is really one chiyah for the whole Pesach. On Sukkot, we say halal shalom every day because it's a different kavan musaf. We know in the machzorim, in the siddurim, there's a different kavan musaf every day because it's a different kavan, it's machayev a separate halal, whole halal. But Pesach is the same kavan musaf for Pesach. Is a mela, you only say the halal shalom one time, the first day, and you yitzah for the whole Pesach. So Shem Zaman Klez is also in Shami Moed. Shem Zaman Klez, what about a bar mitzvah, a boy's bar mitzvah in the middle of Pesach? on Chol Hamoed. What should he do? Tiny of Shem Zalman, the boys of Mitzvah on Chol Hamoed, he should say Hallel Shalim. Because he wasn't Yetzi yet, Hallel Shalim, to Shane of Sack. He wasn't Yetzi yet, Hallel Shalim, for Pesach.
Imagine should he
have
some
cash, he's
the first one to say this.
Okay. It happens, many kids are born Chol Hamoed Pesach as every day of the year. There's as many of Mitzvahs on Chol Hamoed Pesach as every day of the year. Okay, Mike. So he says it seems relying on his batis doesn't bring down. No one talks about this, but if it's a mitzvah, Pesach. Okay, this is really getting a little late, but this was the end of the kutzavot on the seder we learned yesterday. Pashkisisa. We learned yesterday. We said over the we said the psukim that we say by kiddush peini v'emine so oisin la'olam kishishem asa Hashem asa shemayim besaretz v'yem eshvi shavas v'yinafash. Teres says the reason for the mitzvah Shabbos is because the Eibush rested on Shabbos and Ma'aseh Bereishis. My father showed me in Likutei Torah the Sefer from the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya. Besides the Baal Tanya, besides Sefer Tanya, and besides Shechnach Rav, he also made two others for him. Say this called Likutei Torah and Torah R. Now Likutei Torah, there's a drush in the middle of the Sefer. There's a drush for Shabbos Shuvah. Interesting, that's what it is. In Shabbos Shuvah, Amud Samach Vav, the Alter Rebbe Sakasha. In Davening, we say by Bechus Krishma, by Yitzar, Hamachash Mituve B'chol Yom Tamim Ma'aseh Bereishis. Now this is very Mayach. What does that mean? Hamachash Mituve B'chol Yom Tom in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Eibishter with his chesed is doing every day, constantly Ma'aseh Bereishis. So Chassidus explains that Ma'aseh Bereishis was not just the first 6 days. Hashem didn't just create the world the first 6 days and now it just remains. It's just here. That's not true. The Eibishter has to recreate the whole world every single second. If the Eibishter would not be Mechash, Ma'aseh Bereishis right now, Chas Hashem, we would all be gone. We would go back to Tov V'Avoyu. That's what we say in Davening. Mechash Rutu V'Bechol Yom Tom in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Is Meminga, fact that Alter Rebbe, the Likutei Torah, what was the Shabbos V'Yina Fasha on Shabbos? It came the first Shabbos, and Mestam Devish also had Yimachashu Tu B'Choy Yantum Masbashu. We say this in Davening on Shabbos also. On Shabbos also we say in Bechus Krishma, so we see in Shabbos also Hashem is recreating the world. So what really was the Shabbos V'Yina Fasha? On Shabbos also he's doing Masbashu. He's doing Masbashu. Shane Kasha. So the Likutei Torah wants to answer Chiddush. You have to understand that he wants to say the Chiluk is the first 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Eibishter did it b'diba, kiviyochel was speaking. As Avi the Mishnah says in Avos, basoma amareis nivra olam. And the Torah says Yom Alekim 10 times throughout the 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Eibishter created everything b'diba. But after that, the Mechashu Tu V'Chol Yom Tov in Ma'aseh Bereishis was not done b'diba. That was done only with the Ratz. The Eibishter wanted to continue. And he says that's why Diva and Shabbos, you have to be very careful. That's the reason why later in the Vim we have an Issam says Kavtzecha v'Dabadava Shalayeh Divrecha b'Chol Divrecha b'Shabbos. Then on Shabbos you have to be careful what we say. Has to be only in Yoni only in Yoni Kedusha. We should be careful not to say things which are Negei Chol. Interesting. In Mesuch Sharim and Perikid Aleph, he asks the question: what's the hardest part of Shabbos to keep? What's the hardest part of Shabbos? The Mesuch Sharim says this part: Shalayeh Divrecha b'Shabbos Divrecha b'Chol. That's the hardest part. And the Midland Rebbe is brought down in Sefer Chassidus Maveris on Shabbos. He wants to be Moisif that this is Pshat and Moedig Yishami. The Yishami in Demai is brought down Taisis and Chulin that even though Chazal or Chayshus Amratzim that they're not believed that they took off Chumas and Maisis and we don't trust them, we take off ourselves. But on Shabbos, if an Amoritz tells you, I took off Maisis, you believe him. Because even Amoritz doesn't lie on Shabbos. People that lie a whole week, but Shabbos they don't lie. And it's like there's all this Indian because Diva was special in Scottish and Shabbos. So it's an Indian to be very careful with the Diva of Shabbos.